This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Facebook decides to outsource for some fact checkers so that the gullible, the distracted, or the non-critical thinkers are not fooled by fake news quite so much. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Facebook says it's going to try to stop the spread of fake news on its site. The social media and advertising giant says it'll now flag questionable articles with some outside help. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer now has more on Facebook becoming more of a news organization.
After the presidential election, Facebook faced questions about fake news articles on its site that may have influenced voters. Now Facebook is asking users to flag news they think is fake. If an article is flagged enough, it'll be sent to a group of third-party fact-checkers, including the AP and ABC. If those fact-checkers say the article is fake, it'll be labeled as disputed, although Facebook users can still share it. Santosh Rao is head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. He says now Facebook can no longer just be considered a platform where news is shared.
What walks like a duck and talks like a duck or is a duck? Facebook is acting like a media company, but it doesn't want to be considered a media company.
Rao says Facebook doesn't want the responsibilities of a news organization, like checking facts, but it has no choice. And ultimately, he says, these new journalistic moves will help Facebook, making it appear more legitimate in the eyes of its users.
Nancy, thank you. There's news that the biggest holder of U.S. debt overseas is no longer China, but Japan, for the first time since 2008. The data is for October, so before the presidential election. The switch was driven by massive selling of U.S. debt as China tries to keep its currency from drifting lower and lower still. To get some context on what China's doing with its policy, I called Chris Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial.
They are going to restrict monetary growth. And the goal of that is twofold. One is to help stem speculation. In fact, they issued an official statement that houses are for living in, not for speculating in. The other is to stabilize their currency. Unfortunately, I think that latter goal is going to be extraordinarily hard to meet. The Chinese people have lost confidence in China's economy. And as a result, they've been moving cash out of the country at a rate approaching $100 billion a month.
The dollar was up again today to 6.96 yuan, 118 Japanese yen. The dollar down slightly against the euro at $1.04 this morning. Now, if politics is really about apportioning resources, that is to say, who gets the money, there's a lot of change coming this next year. Help us explain, explore, and elucidate these stories as only my crew here at Marketplace can. I'm here to ask you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift, in any amount, counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep it coming to you. It would be especially helpful to us if you donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. Our next story needs 4 seconds of context. Do you remember watching TV in the 90s, maybe hearing this?
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You also got milk, the incredible edible egg. These are advertising slogans created by marketing agencies overseen by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, ads funded by fees collected from farmers. Well, here's a new one brought to you by the farmers and the U.S. government. It's Christmas, keep it real. It comes from the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, founded in 2014 to get people to buy real, recently chopped down Christmas trees, not the synthetic ones that you don't have to water and are almost cartoon-like in their conical shapes. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports on the campaign.
On a street in New York City, two little girls are standing in front of a 13-foot-tall, fully ornamented Christmas tree when it starts talking.
My name's Frazier. I'm the tree.
Fraser asks if they have a real Christmas tree at home.
What? You don't have a real tree?
Recognize the tree's voice? It's Neil Patrick Harris, who, in this video, is sitting behind a figurative curtain, talking into a microphone, and extolling the virtues of real Christmas trees. It's part of a one-day gig he did for the Christmas Tree Promotion Board, which collects 15 cents for every tree farmers sell. Tim Dunn owns Woods Edge Christmas Tree Farm in New Jersey, a small farm with about 6,000 trees.
So it was $75 or $80 that we had to pay.
Dunn plasters stickers with the campaign slogan, "It's Christmas, keep it real," everywhere.
We have one there on our cashier's table. We have one in the window, our little utility vehicle outside. I said anything to help stem this trend towards artificial trees.
This year, 81% of the 100 million households putting up a Christmas tree are going artificial, according to a Nielsen poll on behalf of the American Christmas Tree Association. The Christmas Tree Promotion Board's communications director, Marcia Gray, says the group will spend $1.25 million on research and marketing this year.
And that's really not a lot, particularly during the very high-end holiday advertising season.
The dairy board that created the famous Got Milk slogan spends about $145 million a year. The beef board, $41 million. Some Christmas tree farmers think the campaign is a bad idea. Andrew Allpaugh owns the 60,000-tree Evergreen Valley Christmas Tree Farm in New Jersey. He paid about $600 to the promotion board last year.
I don't like the idea of somebody taxing me and decide how to spend my money to advertise.
Allpaugh says with the farm in between New York City and Philadelphia, he's getting all the business he needs, and that competition from artificial trees isn't an issue.
Families that get a real tree, they get a real tree regardless of whether, and the folks that use an artificial tree, you know, that's what they're going to do.
The Christmas Tree Promotion Board says it wants to hook young families on real trees. They say it's like planting seeds. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.
I get it. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.